King Hezekiah and One Awesome Warrior. 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19 and 2 Chronicles chapters 29 through 32. God has heavenly armies ready to do battle for him, but he sent only one angel to help his friend, King Hezekiah. Hezekiah became king when he was very young. The first thing he did when he put on his crown was to get rid of the false gods. Then he purified the temple so it was fit for worship. After that, he invited God's people, the Israelites, to return. The people knelt and prayed, played harps and lyres, and sang songs. Everyone was happy to be back in the house of the Lord. When Hezekiah was busy making things right with God, his enemies, the Assyrians, were busy fighting with nearby nations. And Hezekiah knew it wouldn't be long until they would attack his people. "Don't worry," God told Hezekiah. "I'll handle this. I'll protect you." But Hezekiah didn't listen. "I'm not waiting until the enemy's at my front door," he thought. "I'm going to stop them now." So he joined forces with another king who was also battling the Assyrians. But his plan didn't work. God was not pleased. Hezekiah was defeated big time, and this victory made the Assyrian king even bolder. "I'm the greatest general. I'm number one," he bragged. "My army is unstoppable," he boasted. Then he got an idea. The Israelites saw with their own eyes how I defeated Hezekiah in this last battle, so maybe I can just scare them into surrendering. It's worth a try. With that, the Assyrian king sent a message to the Israelites. "Men of Israel," the messenger shouted, "lay down your weapons. We crushed your king, Hezekiah, before, and we'll crush him again. He says your God will defeat us. That's a lie. I tell the truth. Give up and live, or fight and die." King Hezekiah heard about this and felt awful. He knew he should have let God deal with the Assyrians. So he sent for Isaiah, the holy man, to plead with God to forgive him. He also asked Isaiah to find out what God wanted him to do next. While he waited for an answer, Hezekiah got a note from the Assyrian king that read, "Face it, you and your God are no match for us. Our army will surely overpower you." Hezekiah took the message to the temple. He spread the paper on the floor and knelt beside it. "Lord," he said, "I deserved what I got. But look at what this king has written. He's making fun of you, Lord. Show him and every ruler near and far that you are the Almighty, the one and only powerful God." God replied, and Isaiah delivered his answer to Hezekiah. "Here's what the Lord told me to tell you," Isaiah said. "The Assyrian king has nothing to boast about. Yes, he won a lot of battles, but only because I allowed it. Now I will send him home in shame. As for his army," God said, "not one of his soldiers will put a foot inside your city. Wait and see." "Thank you, God," Hezekiah said, "for forgiving me and for being so kind to me." Nighttime came, and the Assyrian army was sleeping. So God sent his most powerful commander, the angel of the Lord, to the battlefield. Nobody saw what happened, and nobody heard a thing. But in the morning, 185,000 Assyrians were dead. Did God send an angel to defeat a whole army on purpose? Was it to prove to the Assyrian king just how powerful he is? The king didn't stick around to find out. He escaped and ran back to his hometown in disgrace. God had protected his people, just as he told Hezekiah he would, and he did it with one awesome angel.